Hello there. My name is Christian, and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate your participation. It's greatly appreciated. Let's see here. Second question. What are the chances you will vote in the November general election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you not vote?
Certain.
Thank you. Let's see. Next question. If you don't mind, would you mind telling us your age?
56.
Thank you. And what racial or ethnic group best describes you?
White.
Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not at all motivated, to a 10, where it means you're extremely motivated.
10.
Thank you. And now I'm going to read you a list of elected officials. After I read each one, please tell me if you approve or disapprove of their job. First person would be Marcy Kamter as Congresswoman.
Disapprove.
And would that be a somewhat or a strongly disapprove?
Strongly.
Thank you. Next person, Sherrod Brown as Senator.
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Third person, Donald Trump as former president.
Approve.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you. And the last person here is Joe Biden as president.
Disapprove strongly.
Thank you. Next question. Now I'm going to read you a list of public figures and institutions. After I read each one, please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of that person or institution. If you're unfamiliar with that with anybody or an institution, just say that you're unfamiliar with that person
okay.
or institution. So first person, Marcy Kamter.
It's familiar.
I'm sorry.
What do you want me to answer about them?
Oh, if you have a favorable or unfavorable.
Unfavorable. Unfavorable.
Okay. What about Derek Marin?
Don't know.
Thank you. What about Democrats in Congress?
Is it just favorable or unfavorable?
Well, you have the very and the somewhat here as well.
Somewhat unfavorable.
Somewhat unfavorable. Thank you. And what about First Energy?
Favorable.
Somewhat or very?
Somewhat.
Thank you. What about Joe Biden?
Unfavorable. Very.
Thank you. What about Republicans in Congress?
Somewhat favorable.
And Donald Trump?
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. Next question. If the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Republican or the Democrat?
Republican.
Thank you. And if the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Joe Biden, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Republican Donald Trump?
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump, okay. Thank you. And if the election for Senate were held today, and the candidates were Republican Bernie Moreno and Democrat Sherrod Brown, for whom would you vote?
Bernie
Moreno, you said?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, okay. And if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Derek Marin or Democrat Marcy Kamter?
Derek
Marin, okay. This is another question. Is there a chance you might consider voting for Democrat Marcy Kamter, or would you say there is no chance?
No chance.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you a statement some people have made about Democrat Marcy Kaptur. Marcy Kaptur is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal migrants into America. It is time for a change. Does this statement make you much less likely to vote for Kaptur, somewhat less likely to vote for her, or it does not make a difference?
It would make me more unlikely to vote for her.
Okay, thank you. Now, I am going to read some statements people have made about Republican Derek Barron. After each statement, please indicate if it makes you much less likely to vote for him, somewhat less likely to vote for him, or it makes no difference, okay?
Okay.
The first statement says, as a landlord who has received over $100,000 in contributions from real estate special interests, Derek Barron wrote legislation to end mandatory lead pipe testing for rental properties, leaving our children vulnerable to unsafe drinking water so he and his cronies could save some money. He even wrote a bill to allow landlords to evict families on Christmas. But, okay, so here you have these options, okay? You have much less likely, you have somewhat less likely, you have...
Somewhat less likely.
You have no difference, you have more likely, and you have not true. And here you have the option to say not true.
I would just say it'd make me somewhat unlikely to vote for him.
Okay, this is another statement, okay? The next statement. Mm-hmm. After taking money from First Energy and the criminals involved in the biggest corruption case in state history, Derek Barron was one of the loudest voices in favor of the bill bailing out First Energy. Now our utility rates are through the roof as we foot the bill on Barron's corruption.
That probably wouldn't, I probably wouldn't matter one way or the other with that one.
Okay, so no difference. Okay, here's another statement. In the state legislature, Derek Barron saw extravagant upgrades to his office, like plush carpeting, new furniture, artwork, and regal signs for lawmakers' offices. While working, families are struggling to make ends meet. The last thing we need in Congress are more politicians only interested in helping themselves rather than looking out for us.
That wouldn't make a difference to me.
Okay, thank you. And there's another one here. Derek Marins wrote a bill that would define the crime of, quote, aggravated abortion murder. Marins' bill would prosecute both doctors and women, potentially leading to prison and could even find them punishable by death. Marins' bill would also force doctors to re-implant ectopic pregnancies, which is medically impossible, and punish them if they refuse.
Is that true? I guess that would make me unlikely to vote for him.
Would that be much less likely or somewhat less likely?
Somewhat less likely.
Okay. And we have one last one, okay? Nearly every Republican and Democrat in the legislature voted to allow military spouses to be eligible for unemployment if they quit their jobs to accompany their spouses on military transfers. But Derek Barron voted no. And when nearly every Republican and Democrat voted to allow first responders and firefighters suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder due to the job to get workers' compensation, Merrick even voted no on that.
That would make me somewhat unlikely.
Okay. Thank you. And based on what you just heard, what is the best reason to vote against Republican Derek Barron? Or would you still vote for Barron?
Probably not. I guess against the children, the lead poisoning and all that.
Oh, okay. All right. All right. Let me write that down. that would be, let me see.
The first.
Oh, yeah, that, okay, because he, I see.
Right. He not caring about them. Mm-hmm.
Yes, yeah. Okay, so sometimes, this is another question. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. So I'll ask again, if the general election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote, Republican Derek Merritt or Democrat Marcy Kaptur?
Republican.
Okay. And these last few questions are for just for statistical purposes only, okay? What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I have an associate's degree, so 2 years of college.
Thank you. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or an independent?
Independent.
Thank you. And how important is politics to your personal identity? Is it very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important?
Somewhat. Somewhat.
Thank you. And in the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. Well, that has concluded our survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.